This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company, and I'm very excited to have them on the show. They actually came on my radar about 3 months ago. We're talking about CO2 Grow Inc., and you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLONF. Also, if you're up there in Toronto, you can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol GROW. And with us today is the Vice President of Sales, Mr. Aaron Archibald. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. Pleasure being here.
You guys are a grow mission. You guys try to accelerate the growth of all value plants safety. And also, you guys bring, your flagship product, the CO2 delivery solutions. Tell us a little bit about CO2 Grow and what's your special sauce, if you will.
Absolutely. Hey, we're a precision ag tech company. We really bring three things to growers. We bring increased yields, decreased cycle times, and perimeter protection for their plants that makes them pathogen resistant. And how we bring higher yields and the other two to plants is we dissolve CO2 into water and apply that water directly to the leaf surface. The entire plant is a semi-permeable membrane. It can take in a lot more CO2 on the surface of the plant when it's dissolved in water than it can through its stomata. So the more CO2 a plant gets, the more carbon it gets, the more it grows. It also grows faster, so there's decreased cycle times in crops. So whether it's cannabis or lettuce or microgreens, you're seeing bigger product in less time. The perimeter protection for the plant as well, because when CO2 is dissolved into water, it creates something called carbonic acid, which has a pH of about 4, totally safe for plants and human beings. But when it's sprayed on the plant, it drops the leaf surface pH from 6 to 4. The CO2 uptake into the plant happens inside 90 seconds, and the pH shoots right back up to 6. And we're talking about a very, very fine mist that also evaporates very quickly. So if a grower is doing that every 20 minutes or so, there's a constantly fluctuating pH change, and a change in pH from 4 to 6 is a 100-time change because it's a logarithmic scale. Single-celled organisms like E. coli, powdery mildew, and mold just can't propagate in that kind of environment. So that's how we make them somewhat pathogen resistant.
Would you say that inside growers use your product more than outside?
It's pretty steady across the board. Historically, only people with sealed greenhouses with extensive HVAC systems could use CO2 because they would just pump CO2 into a room. We can definitely service that customer. Low-hanging fruit for us are people with shade houses and hoop houses that have never been able to get that bump from CO2 because they didn't have the infrastructure to be able to use it. Same thing for outdoor growers. Because we dissolve it into water, it becomes an irrigation solution versus an air handling solution, which is a lot easier.
Aaron, let me ask you this. What are your commercial demos and proposals focused on right now?
Well, they're focused on proving out the technology commercially to growers. Very few growers will put a product on 100% of their crops, because if they lose one crop cycle, they could be out of business. So we usually take a small portion of someone's grow, whether it's indoors or outdoors. We ask for the same amount of space for a control grow so that they can compare our technology to what they're doing presently. And they can measure, then it's quantifiable, the yield increase, the cycle time decrease, as well as any pathogen resistance. You know, we've been doing a lot of work in the cannabis space. Now with hemp being federally legal, we're seeing a lot of interest in that. And historically, we'd always done work in lettuce, microgreens, floriculture, and other high-value vegetables.
Supposedly, you guys have a commercial proven technology that is easily adopted in greenhouse, indoors, and outdoor grow operations. That being said, what exactly is your business model?
Well, our business model is to work with ag industrial partners and sales partners to reach out to growers worldwide and sell and lease the technology to them. We have both a sales model and a lease model for acquiring our technology.
Now, I understand you guys have some patents on that. Can you bring us up to speed where we're at on that?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a good IP suite surrounding the technology. The technology kernel, which is gas infusion, is a patented technology. And then we've built up a number of process patents around it, i.e. applying carbon-rich water to both plants and algae, applying it by a drone, just things like that to, you know, better protect the IP so that we can be the sole people marketing this.
I know you guys have been around since 2018. You came over to the company. But that being said, you guys are a little bit on light on, I would say, the revenues. Who are your target focus on agricultural-wise and your partners that you're trying to align yourself with?
Well, our key target customers are anyone growing value plants, leafy green value plants, be it cannabis, be it microgreens, be it romaine lettuce. There's a business model there for all of them. Our key ag industrial partners would be companies like Gulf Cryo in the Middle East. We recently signed an agreement with them where they are going to be both selling, servicing, and installing our equipment in the Middle East. That's an extremely arid environment. They only grow in shade houses. So yeah, that's really low-hanging fruit for us. Some of our other ag industrial partners are gas supply companies in North America as well, because maybe 1% of the world's greenhouses are able to use CO2 right now. And using our technology, we can introduce people like Airgas and Praxair and Air Liquide and Linde, 99% of that growing market that they can't presently sell CO2 to. So those are key critical ag partners for us. There are sales organizations we're working with to direct market technology, as well as people like irrigation companies that are selling irrigation water solutions already. Our technology is a perfect fit to add to their toolbox.
Tell my listeners a little bit about your recent press release and what are you guys expecting in the first two or three quarters in 2020?
Well, I mean, you know, recent press releases, we've been very active within the industry as well as acquiring new partners and new customers. I would say in 2020, I think the majority of our press releases are going to focus on new revenue as it comes in, adjustments upwards in revenue goals, as well as partnerships that we're signing and new markets that we're opening. You know, we're very close to signing a couple deals internationally and one here in North America that will likely all be announced by the end of Q2 next year.
Aaron, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
I think we touched on most everything. I think it's, we're a very novel and new technology. You know, it's groundbreaking. Prior to 2018, no one within the ag space had ever heard of us. So we are really a fledgling technology, and I think we're getting good traction. So I think, the only route is upwards for us. So I'm excited about it.
My guest today has been Aaron Archibald. He's Vice President Sales of CO2 Grow Inc. Check him out. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol BLONF. Up there in Toronto, you can find him on the TSX under the ticker symbol GROW. Aaron, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show today. I wish you guys nothing but the best up there, and I'll be looking forward to you guys coming back on the show here in about 50 days.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. I'd also like to share our website address. It's www.co2delivery.ca.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.